Chapter 1. Introduction. Water is a valuable resource, perhaps the most valuable resource we have, and the collection and use of rainfall has been a part of human history for thousands of years. However, in recent decades, the collection and use of rainwater has diminished greatly due to cost reductions in groundwater drilling and the increased prevalence of municipal centralized water systems. Despite the benefits that have come with these developments, the increased ease of access has also facilitated poor design, or really, a complete lack of design, which has subsequently led to an incredibly wasteful use of both water and water energy in our modern-day homes and cities. In developed countries, nearly all communities treat water with indifference, as an infinite resource and/or as a liability. We shed water from our roofs and direct it straight to the storm sewer, leading to floods and sewer overflows. Then we turn on the sprinkler to water our lawn. We don't ever consider the energy cost and implications of the water that flows freely from the faucets. We drain groundwater aquifers. We discard nutrient-rich water, perfect for feeding plants and biology, directly into the sewer system. And, perhaps most telling of all, we defecate into water that has been processed or cleaned to drinking standards before flushing it away. Added to the above, research into water affordability, Mack and Race, 2017, indicates that rising municipal supply water rates, attributed to aging infrastructure, water quality, sanitation, and climate change, among other things, could mean that in the next 5 years, the number of U.S. households who find municipal water utility bills unaffordable could triple to more than 35%. Never mind that the cost of replacing aging municipal water infrastructure in the U.S. alone is estimated to be over $1 trillion in the next 20 years. AWWA 2012. As current water supply infrastructure continues to age, glaciers melt, and groundwater aquifers diminish, governments, municipalities, and individuals are starting to realize that capturing and storing rainwater is critical to sustainable, economic, and resilient human habitat. If we wish to create a resilient future, changing our relationship with water is one of the most important things we can do as individuals and as a community, and it starts right outside our back door. Water supply, security, and sustainability. Are you trying to provide domestic water to your home and see rainwater as your most cost-effective option? Are you concerned about the resilience of your existing water supply and looking for a backup system? For instance, lack of trust in your municipal water system, or perhaps your groundwater well is dying. Do you value sustainability and see rainwater harvesting as a great way to reduce your resource and energy use? Or perhaps your local municipality has made it illegal to use treated municipal water for non-essential needs such as irrigation, and you require a RWH system to water your garden. Essential Rainwater Harvesting, a guide to home-scale system design, covers all aspects of RWH system design for your home, whether your goal is water supply, water security, or environmental sustainability. We've distilled years of experience and independent research into a step-by-step approach that includes design thinking, goal setting, system planning, site assessment, calculations, and material selection and sizing for roofs, gutters, downspouts, storage tanks, filtration, and pumps, with special considerations for cold climates. However, in our consultancy practice, our clients are often looking for more than a simple rooftop harvesting system. They want homes and homesteads that leverage and interact with the environment, producing their own energy and food, harvesting and storing water, cycling nutrients, and restoring the surrounding ecosystems. Although this rainwater harvesting book is focused on the essentials of designing a rooftop rainwater harvesting system for a house, the upfront consideration of how rainwater capture and storage fits into the broader water and resiliency planning for a property is a crucial first step in the design process. As such, here we present a few brief considerations for full property water security, resilience, and overall sustainability.